This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Mike Schrand. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles was a firsthand witness to how his city handled the aftermath of Michael Brown's death. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with Knowles about change in his city and the impact of a municipal courts overhaul known as SB 5. Rosenbaum first asked Knowles what he learned in the past year.
I think there's always been an assumption if they don't engage, then maybe they're not interested in engaging, or maybe they're fine with the status quo. But I think we've seen that a lot of that's not necessarily the case. And just because someone doesn't speak out, just because we haven't heard it at a council meeting, just because we haven't gotten an email about an issue, doesn't mean that there isn't issues out there that need to be addressed.
Where do you feel elected officials, both in Ferguson and outside of Ferguson, fell short in the response to the unrest after Michael Brown's death?
Communication on Ferguson's behalf has been a constant struggle, especially with the small staff that we have, and of course dealing with, frankly, what is a media onslaught. It's very difficult for a small community to deal with. We really took a serious look at ourselves, at both of our policing, our courts, how we do our fines and fee schedules, how our court functions. And we began making tremendous progress and reforms immediately. I think it's frustrating that those reforms are also have not been copied by many other communities that absolutely need to take a look at that.
After August 9th, I didn't see the leaders of the surrounding cities rushing to help Ferguson. And, you know, some of the people who are more friendly with the elected officials there say that Ferguson didn't have a good relationship with some of those cities or their officials before August 9th.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, some of the mayors of surrounding cities came to my wedding, so to say that we didn't have a good relationship is silly. Nobody wants to get involved in this in a political situation that is unwinnable. There was no person, no politician, I don't care who you were, could win, you know, last August or September or October or November. I mean, there isn't a single politician who dipped their toe in that water who didn't get burned by some side or another. I mean, I'm on the board of directors of the Municipal League. I have a great relationship with the mayors and the leaders of the surrounding of the region. But when you're standing there surrounded by communities, 20 or 30 communities, all of which whose numbers are worse than yours, and you're being called out by the Attorney General of the United States as using police officers as revenue generators, you know, who's gonna come out and protect you? I mean, to this day, it sickens me when I sit there and watch videos of the Attorney General of the United States in North County, arm in arm and hugging mayors of communities who, when he compares us to using police officers as revenue generators, look who you're arm in arm with. I mean, communities who do that.
What needs to be done next, both here in Ferguson and statewide, to change the region?
Well, in Ferguson, I think we have the makings of a lot of great reforms. I think a lot of the work that we've done on establishing a civilian review board, I would say reorienting the police department in a fashion which is more community-oriented. As we see that continue to play out and as that we get more input from the residents as to how they see that playing out, I think we'll see a lot more improvements in the city of Ferguson, bridging that gap between law enforcement and the community. Let's be honest. I mean, Senate Bill 5 was less about lowering court costs and more about getting rid of small communities in North County. If we're going to let these communities go bankrupt over the next 5 years, that's 5 years of more crime. That's 5 years of more deteriorating streets. That's 5 years of lessening services. That's five more years of flight out of these cities. And then who's going to come in and rebuild all that?